Blog Talk Radio.
And recreational therapists within our facility.
So various, you know, various duties involve oversight of a lot of the clinical programming here. We work with adolescents primarily, so we do want to ensure that any modality that we use is something that's geared toward adolescents. So adolescents, we're looking at probably 11 to 17 years old. And also oversight of compliance and, you know, all of that fun stuff that directors have to do to make sure that our programs are actually effective for what we say they're going to be effective for.
Wonderful.
I would like to ask if you would share with the audience a few pointers when it comes to self-care and behavioral health.
Okay. So there is a, of course, self-care is a pretty big term now in the mental health field. What I like to really do with a lot of my therapists here is really kind of break that term down to mean compassion towards self, because self-care can kind of be a broad term that we use. So, you know, how do you show compassion towards yourself every day? So if I can, I'd like to actually walk everybody. I would like to walk everybody through an exercise, if possible.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay, so excellent. So what we want to do is it's a simple exercise called box breathing. I'm going to expect that everybody's going to do this on their own. I'm not going to do any timing, but the box breathing, there's four different areas of box breathing. So there's an inhalation phase, a hold, exhalation phase, hold, and then back to your inhalation phase. Each phase you're going to hold for 4 to 5 seconds. All right, so if we can kind of start there with everybody just participating, maybe for a few seconds. So we're going to inhale for 4 to 5 seconds, hold 4 to 5 seconds, exhale 4 to 5 seconds, hold 4 to 5 seconds before we inhale again. Okay? Now, I know we're on radio, so I'm just relying on everybody to do that right now with me as we kind of inhale. We're going to hold for, inhale for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, exhale for 4 seconds. And after your exhalation phase, you're going to hold again for 4 seconds before you actually inhale again. So it's very important that you hit all four corners of this exercise, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to induce a physiological change within your body. Okay, so everybody got that? Excellent, excellent. So why is box breathing so important? Well, one thing is, the reason we teach breathing is because you can do breathing anywhere. It's non-invasive. It's cheap, and it has minimal to no side effects. So it's very easy for us to teach breathing. Why? Because you have to breathe to live. Now, what we can also do with the breathing is we can pull in a mindfulness component to the box breathing as well. So instead of just doing it as an exercise for breathing, I want you to actually pay attention to every inhalation, every hold, every exhalation, and every hold. And now we've brought a mindfulness component into the box breathing. Why is the mindfulness component important? Because it actually has been shown to reduce your blood pressure and your heart rate.
Wonderful.
So I'll stand. So that's one exercise that we do often here is box breathing. I can also walk you through some other ones if need be, or if you have any other questions for me.
Great. So we know that our audience is participating because we are here. Thank you for that demonstration. That's something that we can do anywhere. You don't have to be in your office, at home, or on the beach, wherever. So that is really a great technique. So So my next question is how can somebody get in touch with you if they need more information about what you do and your services?
You can actually get in touch with me through, if you do any simple Google search, you'll see that I'm actually, I have an outpatient practice where I practice at, through a company called Artists and Counseling. So you can actually just do a Google search and you'll find me there. I know that I do work for Newport News Behavioral Health, but I do a lot of presentations on different trainings that kind of run the gamut of a lot of mental health topics. So you can actually reach out to me directly here as well by going to our facility website and just requesting to talk to me.
Great, great. I know you mentioned that you work with children. Have you seen an influx of more children coming into your program post-COVID or pre-COVID?
That's a really good question. So I would say that we've probably seen a reduction of children coming into our program initially when COVID hit, because I think a lot of parents and different stakeholders that we deal with had concerns about sending their youth outside of where they were. And then a lot of other facilities did not want to actually admit kids because of fear of there being an outbreak within a facility. Now that we are almost 2 years post-COVID, I would say we're starting to see those numbers go back up again, because as the data kind of is being teased out, we're seeing that there's a lot of depression and anxiety that has come along with a lot of these kids being kind of stuck inside the home or indoors and not being able to enjoy coping resources outside of in the community as much.
Great, great. One of our participants, can you unmute yourself, Mr. Tucker, on your Zoom link? They're probably not on the radio broadcast today. Some folks are on Zoom. So this is our first time trying this new way. So just bear with us. My son is a technology person, so he set this all up for me. And we're just going to see how it's going to turn out. So I always try to make the best of every situation. So we're going to go with those who can't hear, we apologize, but the recording will send out and you'll be able to hear everything that was said. Cynthia, do you have a question for Mr. Tucker this morning? Please unmute your Zoom link as well. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Cynthia Henson. She's the program director of our health services at the Urban Healing Cancer Group.
One of the things when it comes to self-care that I really like people to focus on is the idea of mindfulness. So we hear a lot of mindfulness being talked about within our culture. And it's simply just bringing awareness into the present moment. Why is that important? Because generally if you're anxious or depressed, you're either stuck in the past or the future. If you actually are able to bring yourself and your awareness back to the present moment, you can deal with the problems at hand instead of compounding them with things that have happened before or things that may you may be fearful will happen down the line. So mindfulness is really a simple thing to learn because you can do it, again, anywhere. There's one that's called progressive relaxation where you just tense up your muscles and then relax them, tense them, and you can work from your feet all the way up to your head, and I'm just tensing and relaxing each muscle. Why is that important? Because I'm actually drawing awareness into what's happening with my body. By me doing so, I'm also inducing a state of awareness in the present moment. So if I'm stressed or if I'm thinking about something that happened before or something that may happen in the future, I can bring myself back to this moment, and then I can deal with whatever issue is here in the present moment. If we can successfully do that, you'll find that either you are safe in this moment or there may be one issue that you have to deal with versus an entire host of issues. So I would encourage all the listeners to really focus on educating themselves as much as possible on mindfulness because it can be a really useful tool for reducing stress and anxiety in today's culture. So,
thank you, Mr. Tucker, for that enlightening interview. All of the things that you said is something that we can use in our everyday life. We really appreciate you being here this morning, and we thank you for being a part of our Healthy Awareness Day at the Urban League Deal with Hampton Roads. So I'm going to switch it over now to our online presence on the radio, and we're going to talk to Dr. Earle H. Williams, the sixth. So we're going to...
Hello? Hello?
All right. Mr. Early, can you hear me now? Mr. Early, can you hear
Hello?
Me now?
Can I
can
hear you. Can you hear me? Yes,
sure
I can hear you.
Hey. Good morning.
Yeah, it's good morning. I don't know what was
How
going
are
on
you,
there,
sir?
But I am just fine. And yourself?
I am wonderful. Thank you for joining us for the Healthy Awareness Day at the Urban League Guild of Hampton Roads. We're so happy to have you with us. And for those who have not met Dr. Earle H. Williams II, he is a psychological and forensic services specialist. So I'm going to have him tell you exactly what that means. Dr. Early, the floor is
okay.
Yours.
Okay, thank you very much. I am honored to have been chosen to speak on your program. My name is Dr. Earle H. Williams II. I am a forensic clinical psychologist. So in addition to doing psychotherapy for children in group therapy and couples therapy, I also do forensic evaluations for the court, which means that I do evaluations for competency to stand trial and to determine whether or not a defendant was sane or insane when they committed their offense, and I testify in court as an expert witness.
Wonderful. I know that you have a book, and so could you tell us the title of your book and when did you write it, and if anything, what it has to do with healthy awareness and self-care?
Okay. Well, actually, I've written three books.
Okay.
My first book is Psychology from Scripture. I wrote this book when I first relocated from Boston, Massachusetts to Virginia, and I was working at Eastern State Hospital. My second book I wrote for children and adolescents when I was at the Barry Robinson Center, and that one is called Oh, So You Think You're Grown, 100 Facts of Life. And the third book that I have written, it's called Roxbury Redemption, that talks about how I became a doctor after I got out of prison.
Thank you. And so what inspired you to write the book? Was it something that happened along your journey, or was it something you've always wanted to do?
That's an excellent question. Actually, it was never my intention to write a book at all. It's just that when I was working at Eastern State Hospital and I was confronted with people that were suffering from a psychotic condition where they would hear voices in their head, and these voices would prompt them to do negative things. I would ask the doctors, the psychiatrists there, why they hear these voices and where they come from. So that prompted me to write my first book, Psychology from Scripture. And I came up with the conclusion in writing this book that not every thought that comes into your head is necessarily yours. So, but that's a long subject, and so I won't really have time to get into that one today. But what I would like to share with you is a relaxation technique that I also have in my book, Psychology from Scripture, to help an individual quiet anxiety, relieve stress, and put you in a prayerful mood.
Absolutely. The floor is yours.
Okay. So I would like to do this relaxation technique that we can all do while we listen to me direct you through the process. Remember, this is something that, and it's not very different from what the former speaker, Damian Tucker, was talking about in terms of mindfulness and relaxation. This is just another form of relaxation where I combine psychology and spirituality together, because I really am a strong believer in the notion that your spiritual functioning is the most important part of being healthy. So, here we go. Open your eyes as wide as you can. Now slowly close your eyes. Imagine yourself relaxing. Become aware of the point of maximum contact between your back and the back of the chair. Imagine yourself relaxing. Imagine that you are looking at something that is very far away. Imagine yourself relaxing. Feel the corners of your lips touching. Imagine yourself relaxing. Imagine one of God's most beautiful creations, a flower, suspended a few feet in front of you. Imagine yourself relaxing. Feel the gentlest breeze against your cheek. Imagine yourself relaxing. Be aware of one of your arms being heavier than the other. Imagine yourself relaxing. Be aware of one of your arms being lighter than the other. Imagine yourself relaxing. Feel the weight of your shoes on your feet. Imagine yourself relaxing. Imagine a leaf drifting slowly to the ground. Imagine yourself relaxing. Experience God's wonder of winter and the pristine freshness of freshly fallen snow. As you walk, the only sound you hear is the soft crunch of new snow under your feet. Imagine yourself relaxing. Experience God's wonder of spring, where he makes all things new. Smell the delicate fragrances of colorful flowers. Imagine yourself relaxing. Experience God's wonder of summer. Hear the warmth of the high-risen sun and hear the waves of the ocean lapping gently against the shore as you walk along the beach. Imagine yourself relaxing. Experience God's wonder of fall. See his multicolored creation in the leaves of the trees. Smell the fresh, crisp air. Imagine yourself relaxing. Focus on your breath as it becomes more and more shallow. Imagine yourself relaxing. focus on your ha as it becomes quieter and quieter. Imagine yourself relaxing. Now focus on your pain, anguish, and heartache. Imagine yourself relaxing. Imagine you are approaching the throne of God. Imagine yourself relaxing. Now imagine all your pain drifting down your body from your head to your toe. Feel the tensions leaving your forehead, your face, eyes, nose, cheek, jaw, your neck, shoulders, your back, your chest, your upper arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, your fingers, your stomach, your hips, your groin, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and finally your toes. All your pain in the form of tension is draining down your body and out of your feet as you give God. Imagine yourself relaxing. Forgive all those who have in any way caused you pain. Imagine yourself relaxing. Now that you have emptied yourself of pain and tension, imagine the grace of God as a beam of pure love from his heart to your heart. Fill the void. Imagine yourself relaxing. Feel the comfort of God's peace and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Imagine yourself relaxing. Feel the strength of God flowing through you, around you, under you, over you, comforting you, loving you, protecting you. Imagine yourself relaxing. As you leave the throne of God, feel his peace within you, always present, a permanent part of you. Just as exercising any physical muscle makes it bigger and stronger, feel your spiritual muscles growing bigger and stronger as a result of all the torment you have experienced. You are a spiritual giant because of the Christ in you, and this strength will persist. Imagine yourself relaxing. As I count from 5 to 1, I want you to become more and more aware of your environment, more and more able to use the muscles of your body. 5, you can move your legs now. 4, you can move your arms now. 3, you may want to move your head. 2, you can open your eyes. And 1, you are fully awake. So, at any rate, that's the little relaxation technique that I came up with that I included in my book, and it's something that I have given to my clients that have been suffering from any type of anxiety, you know, and obviously, you know, this is something that was specifically designed for Christians, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all. So, that's my contribution to today's program.
Well, thank you. Dr. Williams, for that. That was really enlightening, and I'm sure our listening audience enjoyed it. And the good thing about this program is that it is being recorded, and so the recording, I will send it out to anyone who requests it, or you can just go back online to www.blogtalkradio.com/ICW and get this recording at any time. So thank you so much for that. The question that I have for you is there anything else that we should be doing as the African-American community to take care of ourselves?
Well, there are a lot of things that we need to do, you know, not the least of which is learning how to love each other better than we do. You know, we need to teach our children, you know, the type of manners that some of us older folks were taught, you know, back in the day, so that people can learn to relate to each other in a more useful way. You know, you will notice that there is more gun shooting and violence in today's world than there ever was in our world. And most of this violence, you know, in our community is plagued with black-on-black crime, which suggests to me that we need to learn to be more tolerant and resilient with each other so that we can love each other in a way that doesn't, that, you know, that kind of nullifies some of this violence that's going on. The other thing that I think that might be important or useful anyway is the idea of mentoring. You know, a lot of our children do not have parents or might have a parent that's missing. And so we really need to learn how to reach out to each other so that we can mentor some of our younger children so that they have someone that can teach them the ins and outs of society and what they should and should not be doing.
Thank you, sir, for that that answer. It is much needed in a conversation that we could spend hours on, talking about what is happening in the African-American community, the lives that are lost every single day, and not just in one city, but in every city of Hampton Roads. And it's something that we do have to talk about, something that it should be on everyone's mind each and every day, because, of course, everything that affects our community affects us. As well as individuals. So thank you so much, sir, for your insight.
Absolutely.
Are there any questions for Dr. Williams from our panel or our guild member? And so I don't see any questions in the chat, so we're going to just keep it rolling. Dr. Williams, thank you so much. Please tell everyone how they can get in touch with you, how they can purchase your book, and anything else that you would want to leave for our audience today.
Okay, well, a couple of things. One is all of my books are available on Amazon. So Psychology from Scripture, Oh So You Think You're Grown, and Roxbury Redemption are all on Amazon. And by the way, I'm working on turning Roxbury Redemption into a movie. So if you ever hear of a movie coming out called by that name, you'll know that's me. The other thing is that if you go to the Dr. Earl Show YouTube, you will find about 20 different 5-minute videos on different types of depression, you know, so that if you know someone that may be suffering from depression, you know, that kind of information may be useful. So like I said, just go to the Dr. Earl Show on YouTube and you'll see about 20 different videos on various types of depression, everything from clinical depression to any kind of depression that there is out here. Okay, so that's about it.
Well, thank you, sir, so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule, and we look forward to seeing more about you. And I know that we're Facebook friends, so I'll be following you on Facebook as well. So take care now, and you can hang out with us if you like, and so we're just going to move along. We're going to take it's not even going to be a minute. We're just going to take a break so we can regroup and come back to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show with Healthy Awareness Day with the Urban League of Hampton Roads. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to bring on our final speaker for today. It is L.A. Sproul. She's out of Chesapeake, Virginia. She's a licensed esthetician and instructor. And welcome to the broadcast today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely wonderful. So can you tell our audience today what you do and anything else that you want them to know about you and your business.
Well, my name is Ellie Sproul. I am a licensed esthetician, and I'm a licensed esthetician instructor. I'm an instructor at the Crystal Institute of Aesthetics. I've been practicing aesthetics for 8, going on 9 years. I am a retired massage therapist as well. So I have like over 15 years of experience in the health and wellness field, so I'm glad to be here. And today I'm just going to share with you all 11 self-care tips and habits for glowing skin.
Wonderful. So I think our audience is ready. We've been getting, you know, the meditation, the calming of the mind. So we're just ready to move right into this segment of the broadcast. So the floor is yours.
Great. Here we go. So if you all have pen and paper, you can get it out if you want to take some notes here. First, I want to tell you why the skin matters, right? The skin is actually the largest organ of our body. It makes up one of our systems, and one of the systems is the integumentary system, which consists of skin, hair, nails, and the exocrine glands, right, where we excrete sweat from. So 6 primary factors of the skin will include sensation. We need to be able to feel hot and cold, protection for outside environmental microorganisms that we can't see. Imagine if we didn't have skin and we didn't have any protection. You know, we have a lot more viruses and deadly diseases going on if we didn't have our skin, right? Also for heat regulation, excretion, secretion, and absorption. So with that being said, our skin works hard for us, and we need to work hard for it. So here we go with tip number 1. Avoid excessive sun exposure. We all know that sun is wonderful. It makes us happy, and it helps the production with vitamin D. But sun is one of the biggest factors of aging and skin problems, especially in the African-American community. We are easy, like our melanin, we have a high production of melanin, which is a wonderful thing, which provides us with natural protection from the sun. However, at the same time, we are at very, very high risk for hyperpigmentation, and that's like dark spots, or hypopigmentation, which is the light spot.
So even though we have natural dark skin protection,
I will advise all, make sure we avoid excessive sun exposure. Use sunscreen. Wear those glasses. You know, wear those hats. You can still enjoy the sun, but make sure you protect yourself. All right, we're going to tip 2. Eat a balanced diet. I'm quite sure we heard this mantra, you are what you eat. What goes in comes out, and it's no different with the skin. So some good foods. I'm just going to give you 3, share 3 with you. Avocado, right? It's high in fatty acids that promote smooth, supple skin. You can eat things like bell peppers and vitamin C, and oranges that are great for vitamin C. And vitamin C is great for collagen production. And then watercress. And you have your spinach and other leafy greens, which helps gives that skin that glow. So the next time you're eating something healthy, and you may not want to, you know it's going, it's benefiting for you for the skin, so you know why. All right, tip number 3, no smoking. And with smoking, you know, it's for those who do smoke, but I prefer no smoking. I tell my clients because it depletes the skin of oxygen and nutrients. And it really is going to result in dryness and lifeless, dull skin. So we want to avoid smoking. Okay, next tip, avoid alcohol. Now, with me, I'm more of an in harmony of balance. I would rather say excessive alcohol, right? Some of us may want to indulge in a glass of wine or two, but avoid excessive alcohol because it does dehydrate the skin and also inflame the tissues of the skin, causing redness and irritation. Next tip, water. We have heard that. I want everyone to, I tell my clients to drink water and also apply water. And it's like, so what do you mean by apply water, LA? Well, first, water and oil is in our skin, and those is part of the protective barrier of our skin. And so by keeping hydrated, it balances the skin for greater protection. So, but when we drink the water internally, it goes to our other vital organs first. They're going to get in and suck that up so they can function. And then it goes to our skin last. So when I tell my clients, apply your water, I mean topically through the skin, and that's with a good hydrating skincare product. And I also, a tip that you all can use is to mix yourself with spring water or distilled water. You can put water and a water bottle throughout the day, mist your skin, and let, you know, your skin soak up that natural health hydration topically. When you get out of the shower, and if you feel wet before you dry off, I like to apply moisturizer to the skin, right? So as the water is absorbed in the skin, you have that extra balance of hydration and oil that you need for protection. My next tip is get plenty of rest. We all, that goes without saying, without the proper rest, it can affect you mentally and emotionally. And when you are affected mentally and emotionally, it gets, it shows on the skin. Next tip, we're going to stay active and exercise. Exercise improves blood flow, tones the skin, and allows for us to sweat. And when we sweat, we are, you know, eliminating those toxins out of our body. And of course, toning your muscles, it reverses the signs of aging, and we all definitely want that. Our next tip, we're going to use beneficial products, right? We're going to have to use the right products for our skin type and our skin condition. Being in this field for a very long time, I can't say enough that a lot of my clients, they come in using the wrong skincare products. You know, someone who's oily, right? They're using products that probably is for dry skin, right? Which have a skin oilier, and they're producing more oil, and it can become acneic, and it just causes problems on the skin, and I have to use for care. So I tell my clients, it's always good to make sure you know your skin type and your skin condition. Your skin type is actually what you're born with, your genetics. And your skin condition is, you know, caused by outside factors. You know, vitamin deficiency, pollution, and so you have the external and some internal factors. Medication can affect the skin condition. So this goes into my next tip, get professional skincare treatment. I say that because you need to get with a professional to first analyze your skin, to analyze and see what type of skin type you have, whether it's oily, it's dry, it's a combo skin type, or you have reactive skin, which most people will call sensitive skin. But sensitive skin is not necessarily a skin type. It's more of a skin condition because it's reactive to products. So a professional skincare like myself, or one that you find, can assess that. It can go in for a consultation, and then they will get an official skin for you and recommend the right products for you. Let's see. We also have our next tip, which that was great for Mr. Tucker and Dr. Williams, was talking about stress reduction and staying calm, because chronic stress can cause chemical reactions, right, in the body that causes the skin acne, you know, improper immune function in the skin, and it doesn't allow the skin to heal and repair itself. So we have to do that because our skin automatically repairs itself like every 28 days, right? So if you have chronic stress, we're going to have natural stress, that's life, but chronic stress is so bad for your skin. So I will definitely take those breathing tips to you and make sure you incorporate them for glowing skin. And my last tip, and this is the ultimate tip, be consistent, right? Cleanse, tone, moisturize, and repeat, I say. you know, oftentimes I have clients,
Always reach out to me on Facebook or here
on Blog Talk Radio, or you can come to the Urban League. And we are encouraging everyone who is listening, if you are not a member of the Urban League Guild, we would like for you to join. That is an open invitation to our panel as well as our guests online today. And all you have to do is go to www.ulhr.org, sign up for whatever your category, and we will send information out to you. And the great thing about the Urban League, now we have this thing called the Black Card, and you get discounts at different organizations throughout Hampton Roads. So I don't see any questions on our radio broadcast, and there's no questions in the chat. So I want to thank you, L.A. Sproul. I want to thank you, Mr. Tucker and Mr. Dr. Williams. I think he has left the broadcast for being with us today. Cynthia, do you have any last remarks for your Healthy Awareness Day? Cynthia, let me see. I don't see your mic, Cynthia, on the broadcast. Unmute yourself on your Zoom.
All right. I just want to say that
They are case management programs. They help with them again with allergies, making sure they get their medication. We travel all across the country learning about how we can make our communities safer and that we can live with some of the ailments that we have. The education department is there and it helps our team. They're our ages. I think they're 11, 3, 18, but we primarily are focused on those who are going into college. We have scholarship money. We have programs for essays and internship programs. So if you have young people, please send them to us. The Urban League has been around since 1978, and still some people don't know who we are. But we love what we do. We're about community. We're about justice. And we not only serve the African-American and minority community, but we serve the whole community. And all of our dollars stay in Jackson Road. So we're very proud of what we do, and we just want to thank you all again for being with us today. I don't know if you all have heard the song by William Murphy.
And
it's called,
Instructor of Retirement Planning.
It's called Jessica. Thank you. And so I was trying to find it so I could let you guys hear it for those of you who have not heard it as we move on today. But I don't think I can find it. But anyway, if you get an opportunity, check it out. It's called Jessa. It is what we're all about. It is up to us to make our community better. It's up to us. If we don't do it, we don't want to do it. I'm at the age where I may not be out there marketing, but I can be behind the scenes doing some other stuff. You know, so just whatever your forte is and what you like to do, please connect with us and join us. Mr. Tucker, any last words before we go? Yes, a couple of minutes. Mr. Tucker, connect with us. Oh, that's okay. Any last words for our audience today before we go?
I had to unmute myself. Not really. I just appreciate this opportunity to share some of what I do on a day-to-day basis. So I definitely appreciate this opportunity and Ms. Hinton reaching out to me and ensuring that I was able to get on the show and keep me on track.
Thank you.
I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, please reach out any other time that you all need a speaker for anything else. I'll be willing to help you all out.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We applaud you. You were all wonderful. L.A. Sproul, any last words before we go?
No, thank you for having me. I'm really excited. And you came together well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I thank you. The health department, thank you. The Urban Museum, thank you. All those people that are online, thank you. They didn't have anything to say, but they are living. And so we have a lot of followers on our show, and we look forward to coming together and collaborating. And if you need us, please reach out to us at www.lhr.org or you can call our office at 757-627-0864. So everybody have a fantastic Saturday. Go out and go out walking, do those breathing exercises, take care of yourself. You are the most important person in your life. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. When we look at these things that you see on TV and these promotions, they always say if something should happen to you, if you're in a plane, you're going to get your oxygen first. So get your oxygen first. Be healthy, mind, body, spirit, and finances. We love you. We'll love you next time. Take care. God bless you all. Have a great Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Da 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 da